Christian Audio presents The End of America, Bible Prophecy and a Country in Crisis by Jeff Kinley, narrated by Tom Parks. To all those who have supported my mission to empower believers across America with God's vintage truth. Introduction. America is in trouble. Big trouble. As a nation, we are dancing on a perilous precipice, teetering on the verge of destruction. Aside from the known threats of global terror, a Middle East meltdown, a soaring national debt, and the divisive spirit that has split our nation in two, our country's very foundations are cracking beneath our feet. America is losing her soul. And it's only a matter of time before the bottom drops out and we find ourselves in a free fall from which there may be no recovery. It's a foreboding reality bearing down on us and staring us right in the face. For those of us Christians who love our country, this present state raises nagging, unanswered questions. What's really happening to our nation? What are the causes of our decline? How do we make sense of it all? Whatever happened to America, the Christian nation? Where did we go wrong? Does the Bible say anything about our national condition? Are there scripture passages that speak to our current situation? Can anything be done to turn us around, or is it already too late? There is no shortage of prophecy pundits who would sensationalize the fact that we are living in the last days of the church age. And with these voices come a wide spectrum of interpretations and opinions regarding just where we are on the prophetic timeline, and more specifically, how the United States fits into God's apocalyptic big picture. In this book, my goal is to drown out the white noise of speculation for you by asking a simple, pointed question. What does the Bible say? By doing this, we can develop a clear vision of who we are as a nation, discern where we are in prophecy, and discover what, if anything, Scripture says about America's eventual demise. Along the way, we will come to those places where the biblical road ends and we can go no further. During these moments in foggy, uncharted waters, I will propose reasonable, informed scenarios regarding possible paths and outcomes. However, rather than get caught up in the confusion of the unknown, we'll spend the majority of our time looking at what we do know from Scripture. And rest assured, God has plenty to say about the end times and how the world's nations factor into it. I trust what you encounter in this book will enlighten you. But more than merely informing you with facts, I pray it will transform you with truth. Warning: some of what you will hear will disturb you, but that's not necessarily a bad thing. For sometimes God uses the shocking truths to wake us up, instilling within us a fresh, heavenly perspective, and ultimately rousing us to action. And that's part of the beauty of Bible prophecy. It not only reveals God's truth regarding our future, but also revives our hearts in the present. And we truly need that revival today. It's way past time the church in America had this conversation. Time for us to talk about the uncomfortable, hard things and to figure out where we go from here. But if you've bought this book, there's a good chance you are up for that challenge. For by facing these raw truths about prophecy and our beloved nation, you join a unique band of believers who will not only experience renewed confidence and clarity, but also respond to the call that God has issued for us in these last days. Jeff Kinley. Chapter 1. Is America Really in Decline? Look back over the past with its changing empires that rose and fell, and you can foresee the future, too. Marcus Aurelius, Meditations. Did you feel it? It was just after 7 a.m. last fall when I was abruptly awoken by a strange noise. An intruder
Sample complete. Ready to continue?